on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis around six lines from the bottom. We are explaining the Beraisa Baya Mesader Seida Amarocha Mishma Degmor Livet Abashol, the Seder of the Avoid and the Beis Amigdosh. Vatova Shteineres Kaidemes Lekteres. The Atova of the Shteineres, they cleaned out the two Neres before the Kteres. The Omakro, Beitivoi Es HaNeres, then it says Yaktireno. Is Vahoda Yaktireno. First they made the Neres, and then they makte the Kteres. Ukteres Leivorim. The Kteres was before the Haktoras Eivorim of the Tomit. We had learned yesterday that the Seder was, first they were Meitiv Chomesh Neires, then they Shechted the Tomit, and they were Zerik the Dam HaTomit, then they were Meitiv the other two Neires, then they were Maktir the Kteres, and then they were Maktir the Eivorim and the Mizbeach Achitzen, the Vorim of the Tomit. Ukteres la'Eivorim, so the Kteres came before the Haktores Eivorim of the Tomit. The Sanye, Yugdam Dovo Shenema Boy Baboiker Baboiker. By the Kteres, it says in the Posik, Baboiker Baboiker Beitivoy Es HaNeirois Yaktireno. So it mentions Sai by Tovas Haneres, Sai by the Haktores Haktores. It says Baboiker Baboiker. By the Tomid it says as a keves echot tase baboiker. So it says one boiker by the Tomid, two times boiker by the Ktores. Is therefore Yugdam Dovo Shenema Boy Baboiker Baboiker. So that is why the Kteres come before the Eivorim. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lidavar shaloi nema boy elo boiker echod." By the Tomid it says one boiker. Hatomid nema boy tase ba boiker. So the Tomid is one boiker. The Kteres, it says twice boiker, so that means it should be earlier. So therefore, we magdem the Kteres to the Eivora, the Haktoras Eivorei HaTomit. The Imtoima, so Rashi asks the Kashe, we had learned yesterday that we had two extra boikers, which are written by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and we had taken one of these boikers, and we have put it on the Tomit. We have put it on the Tomit. So now the Tomit also has two boikers. So Ibezois of the Tomit has two boikers, and the Kteres has two boikers, and the Gemara says, and the Tomit is more choshev than the Kteres because the Tomit is mechaper. So therefore we're magdim the Tomit to something else. So Rashi asks Akashe, so why are we magdim the Kteres to the Eivorim b'im toimer hoshodinin olei chad mehanoch the Shnei Gzirim? We took one of the boikers which are written by the Shnei Gizreitzim, and we put that on the Tomit, so the Tomit also has two boikers, so the Tomit has two boikers, and Kteres has two boikers, we should be magdim the Eivorim of the Tomit to the Kteres because the Tomid is mechaper. So Rashi answers, Adam HaTomid Hu Deshadinin Olei. That what we learned yesterday, that's only going on the Zrikas Adam of the Tomid, so we added on an extra boike to the Zrike. So the Zrike is done by boike, by boike. But the Haktoras Eivorim, we didn't add on an extra boike. So Memeilus, so the Gemara is very good. It's Yugdam Dovo Shenema Baboike Baboike, the Kteres, from the Eivorim, which it's only Nema one Boike. V'loyal Eivorim. V'im Toimer Mechaper Odit. Maybe you'll say that we should be Magdim the Eivorim to the Ktoiris because it's a Mechaper. So the Maharsha explains Rashi's Kasha, the sugya before would seem that Mechaper is not a Maile if there's one Boiker connected something, there's two Boikers. So the Maharsha says that Rashi means to ask, maybe we'll say Nitazai. Maybe we will assume that the Boiker that we have put on the Tomid covers all aspects of Hakrovas HaTomid. Side is Rikas Adam. Inside the Haktoras Eivorim. So now we'll have two Boikers by the Tomid also. And the Tomid is Mechaper, so therefore the Eivori HaTomid should be before the Ktoiris. Be'im Toimer Mechaper Odev, so Rashi answers, Ein Kapor El Bedam. You won't get anything side aside from that. I feel like you'll say there are two Boikers by the Eivorei HaTomid, but it still won't be better than the Ktoiris, because there's no Kapore by the Eivorim. There's only a Kapore by the Dam. And therefore, Bach Samidasiach Yitzchak says, so therefore, if we both have two Boikers, so then we'd give preference to the Ktoiris, because that's an Avoides Pnim, that's a Mochoshiva Avoides, then the Haktores Eivorei HaTomid, since that's only an Avoides Chutz. It would be Mechaper, so Mechaper is more Choshem than Avoides Pnim. But if it's not Mechaper, so then Zich Avoides Pnim has a Din Kedime. So therefore, we are Magdim the Ktoiris to the Eivor. Let us see Toisvis. Yugdam Dovor Shenema Boi Baboike Baboike Lidovor Shalainema Boi Elo Baboike. The Afogav, so Toisvis asks Rashi's Kash. The Afogav, the Omer Le'el, the Tomid Ksivei Trei Baboike. We took one of the Boikers of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. We attached that to the Tomid, so the Tomid also has two Baboike. Hainu, Dama Tomid Davke. So Toisvis answers Rashi's Teres. The Dama Tomid has two Boikers, but not the Ivor. The Koshali, so Toisvis asks, Neimo trei baboiker de gzirei eitzim. We have two baboikers. Chad shodyei adam hatomid. Let's take one boiker and put it on the dam of the tomid. Din nikadmei ledishin apnimi. And we'll say, this is Bemison Rav Popes Kashe, that we'll take one of the boikers, will put it on the dam, and will say the dam comes before the dishim is beich apnimi. The avogav, the hochetrei, vohochetrei, mechaper odip. So will be magdim, the dam hatomid, to the dishim is beich apnimi. The Gemara said, yesterday we learned the Gemara, you can't do this, because if you're gonna take the dam hatomid, before the dishim is beich apnimi, you will not have an avoide to be mavdol the hatovas aneiris, to make 5 and 2. And we learn that from a posik, baboike, baboike, you have to make 2 distinct hatovas. That's what we had learned yesterday. So Taisus is asking Rav Popes Kashe, now with a new knech. So Taisus says like this, we have 2 baboikers. So 1 baboike we will use for the Dama Tomid, and that Boiker is coming to tell us that it should be before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi. V'chad Shodyei Ayivorei Tomid, and the other Boiker will use for the Ayivorei Tomid, the Nigdemei Latova Shteineris, that we should be Magdemei to Latova Shteineris. This is Baboiker, Baboiker. This is Baboiker, Baboiker. So we'll say that the Ivori Atomid, this Avoida will be Mavdo between the Avoida Saneris, Atoba Saneris. So Taisvis realized Rashi's Teretz, Mehechi Taisi, should you be Magdim, the Eivorim, the Ivori Atomid to the Atoba Steineris, the Eivorim are not Mechapa. So Taisa says, the Afogav the Hochetrei va Hochetrei, Nikad Moike Heche de Levi Hevzik Beneiris. So Taisa says, no, I have a different Hechech to be Magdim the Eivorim to the Tovishtei Neiris, because we have a Posik, there has to be a Hevzik between the Neiris. So if we are, as we are asking, that the Dama Tomid is before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, So the only thing left over would be the Evorei Atomit, that that could be a hefzik between the Chomish Neres and the Shtei Neres. Drachmona Oma Livsekina, Le Mavsik Lu Beiborim, but my Mavsik Lu. Now, if it would say one boike by the Evorim and two boikes by the Hatova Shtei Neres, you couldn't be Magdim the Evorim to the Hatova Shtei Neres, because the Pasuk says, Plo, that Hatova Shtei Neres come before the Evorei Hatomit. But since I took a boike from the Shnei Gzirei Yetzin, and I attach that to the Evorei Atomid, so now both of them are baboike, baboike. So from the Hechech, that there has to be a Hepsik, I'll stick in the Evorim between the Tovas Chomish Neres and the Tovas Shtei Neres. Yishloime, the Ein Svore Lishav Yitavayu baboike, you'll take two extra baboikes to put it betomid to the Frishes Lel. Taisa said before, of all places, the Pasik, he said one boike by the Talmud. And the Pasuk said one boike, and I'm gonna take two extra boikes and put it on the Talmud. So that is, that's not, kederech hakro, another psukim, the Torah put two boikes. And here the Torah only wrote one, and I'm gonna take the two extra ones and put it in the Talmud. V'afo gav dechad bedam v'chad beivorim. You're just making from one two. To take the two extra baboikers and put it in one kol. Further, the eivorim leminche, the eivorei hatomid, we are makter before the minches hatomid. The tomid came with a minche, so first we were makter the eivorim, and then we were makter the minche. The Sanya, how do we know that the Evorim come before the Minche? Minayim, shelo yehidovol koidem letomid shel shacha. How do you know that there should not be anything on the maroche before the tomid shel shacha? And we're speaking about before the haktore of the tomid shel shacha. There's not allowed to be any other haktore. Talmud loimar v'orach oleho. They arrange on the maroche, they put on the maroche ha'oilo. V'amarove ha'oilo, hi oilo rishayna. So we'll see that the oilo means the tamid. So you can't put anything on the atzei maroche before your makter the oilo. So al kochoch, the minche, which was also niktar, has to come after the evorim. So that is the makir that evorim koidmin leminche. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Minayin shelo yeidovol niten al maroche gedoilo koidem leivorei hatomit. Talmud loimal v'orach oleho ha'oilo. Ha'oilo mashma teheiri shayna. That the oilo should be first. Now, what's the mashmois? Let's see further. The ila ruyei ba'al ma'ose shektiru aleho oilo shlomim. If the pasuk is just telling us what we do with the maroche, ba'orach aleho oilo vikterel chalvei shlomim. So the pasuk is just telling us, you know what, you burn on the atzei maroche, you make oiles, you make shlomim. Nichtei ba'orach aleho, so the Sich Yitzhak puts in oilo. Nichtei ba'orach aleho oilo. So you'll put on it oilas. What ha oila, the oila, vaistois, there's a special oila. So the special oila is the first oila. Ha oila arishaina. There's a first oila. So vaistois, there's a special first oila. So that's what Rashi says, oila mashma teheirishaina, that the ha oila, there's a with a hey ayadiya, the first oila. So Vaistis, there's always a first oila, so that's Meramis on the Talmud. That's going on the Talmud. And just let's see the Taisus Yeshanim. The Taisus Yeshanim asks Akasha and Rashi, Ha'oila oila rishayna, perish akuntres, hi tehei rishayna. They need the menolon the betomid mairi. You have to put first on
You have to first put on Adat Meroche, the first Oila. But who says the first Oila is the Tamid? Where is it? Merum is the Tamid. That Bemison is the Taisvis, Yeshonim's Kasha and Rashi. Now let us see our Taisvis, the second Taisvis, then we'll come back to the first Taisvis. Ha Oila, Oila Rishayna. So Taisvis Fakel did not like Kashi's Pshat. Where does it say that the oila means the oila's tamid, ha oila oila rishayne, the first oila? Good, you put the first oila. There's a first oila. Who says the first oila is the tamid? Yesh meforshim. So others say a different pshat. Shehi oila satamid sheksuva rishayna lechol akabonis beparshes pinches. That means like this. The Siach Yitzchak explains the raya is v'orach oleha. Right after v'orach oleho ha'oilo, that the first thing your marich and atzei meroche is the oilo. So by stoist there's a special oilo. Now where do we have a special oilo? So Taisva says he oilos hatomid sheksuva rishayna lechol hakorbanos beparshas Pinchas. When the Torah was mefaret all the kabbonis, so the first korban that was mentioned was the tamid. So ha'oila, oila rishayna means the oila, that means there's a special oila, that's the first oila that was mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Inami, not the pasuk is telling me it should be first. The ba'och aleo is right, and the maroch you should make the oila. And what is the oila? The oila is the first oila that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Inami kasava oila sheikrivu aveisenu lifnei har Sinai oila stomid havoi. The first oila that Klal Yisrael was ever makriv was an oila stomid. Vehi oisa rishoyna lechol hakorbanos sibo. So memeila said, v'orach aleho ha oila, the oila, the first oila that Klal Yisrael was makrib, and that was a tamid. But Taisa says, "Plukti v'perikamah de chegiga dikalamandi yoma oilas tamid ave." So it's very good agamora. Dikalamandi yoma oilas riya ave. So then, not too good. Now let us go to the top Taisvis. Ha oila oila rishayna al koponim. It says in the pasuk that the tamid has to be the first korban and the Atzei Maroche. That's what the Pasuk says. Teima, lomo likro, why do you need this Pasuk? Teipik lei, there's another Pasuk. There's a Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Vayikra. V'yochala oilo. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, when the Pasuk speaks about the Musafim. So the Pasuk says, milvad oilas haboike. That means when you makrib the misofim, but this should be done besides or after the oilas haboike, asher la oilas hatomit, which is the oilas hatomit. That means besides the tomit, you should be makrib the musafim. And the pashtus of the Pasuk is telling us that first you makrib the tomit, and after you makrib the tamid, you makrib the mesafim. The nafke lon minei bepeire kolatodim. Now from this posik, milvad oilas abayka asher lo oilas atamid, the Gemara learns out in peire kolatodim, kol hatodir mechaveiroi koidim eschaveiroi. That your magdim todir. That todir, vishene todir, todir koidim. So therefore, we are always magdim the tamid, because the tamid is a korban tadira. You bring it each day. So the pasuk tells us that when you hear, let the pasuk is speaking about the musafim that you bring by the yomim tovim. So the Gemara says the pasuk says you bring the musafim besides the oilas haboike. That means first you bring the oila saboika, asher la oila satomid, and this oila is for the tomid. Now the Gemara darshans, why does the pasuk have to give us a reason that this is the tomid, oila saboika? So the Pasuk is telling us, you know why you're Magdim Da'ilus Aboike? Because it is Tomit. It is brought each day. It's Tadir. So the Mishnah in Kol HaTadir learns out from this Pasuk, Milvad Oilas Aboike Asher Lo Oilas HaTomit, that we are Magdim the Tomit to all other Kabbonis. Because as a klal, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiroi Koidim Eschaveiroi. Now, this halacha agemara learns out from a pasuk ha'oila oila rishayna, that the oila satomid is first. So there are two psukim which are telling us the exact same halacha, that you're first makriv the oila, and then you makriv everything else. So Taisus asks, lama likra, why do you need this pasuk? There's a pasuk in Kol HaZvachim, Kol HaTadir, that says, there it says the pasuk and the reason, the kolatod mechaveiroi, koidim es chaveiroi. So be'emesin, Tosfos kasha is a pele. And I found the Siach Yitzchak asks this kasha. Our Gemara is speaking about that when you're makriv, we have the evorei ha-tomit, and then we have the mincha of the tomit, which one comes first? So out the Mishneh in kolatodir, which one would come first? Both of them are todir. You bring every day atomic, you bring every day a minchas atomic. So both of them are todir. So as the posik in Kol HaTadir, wouldn't help us anything. Both of them are todir. So that's why our Gemara has to bring a different posik to tell us that you have to be magdim the oila to the mincha, because her oila is oila rishav, orech oleh oila. The first thing you arrange on the atzei meroche is the oila, not anything else. So Tema Lama Likra, so what says Viskasha Tapikle Mavad Ailas Abaika Shalilas Atomit, Navkla Minebi Per Kalatodir, Kalatod Mechver Koidim Eschaveri, Lachaira the Kash is very shver. Als the din todir, I wouldn't know which one to be Magdim, so that's why we need this posse. So the Sheikh Yitzchak says that Teretz, but we have to know the Gemara a little further, that the posse isn't coming only to tell us it's before the Minche, for that I have a different limud. So it's coming to tell us it's before any other Kabbonis. To tell us it's before any other kabbonis, that is maspik, the posik in Kol HaTadir, milvad eilas habayka shel eilas hatomit. So Taisus wants to try to say a teretz. V'chi teima, we'll say such a teretz. De'ahu l'musafim. The Mishnah in Kol HaTadir is speaking about, let's say, Shabbos or Yontif. You have a tomit and you have a musaf. Which one should you be makriv first? So you makriv the tomid before the musafim. Why are you makriv the tomid before the musafim? Because the tomid is todir. The tomid you bring every day, and the musaf you bring once a week, a yontif. So that's the Gemara in Kol HaTadir. Vahai, but our Gemara we need in the dorm and the doves. Our Gemara speaking about it to tell us that what if you have the dorm and the doves? The dorm and the doves were brought every day. So I would say that there's no maila of a tamid over nedarim and nedavos. A tamid is called tadir. You bring it every day. Nedarim and nedavos also you bring every day. So that therefore we need our pasuk to tell us that afal pikein, even though the oila is not considered tadir legabi nedarim and nedavos, afal pikein your magdim doila. Our pasuk is for to tell us that you're makdim the tomid before the dorm and the dovis. Utzrichi, you need both psukim. The musafim kavur lem zman. A kovim musaf is a certain time. So memela, then there's a cheshbin. A musaf is a certain time. Tomid is every day. So you're makdim the tomid to the musaf because kolatodim echaveirai koidim eschaveirim. On the dorim and the dovis shrichi, but the dorim and the dovis are shrichi. They're bechol yom. They're shrichi every day. So if they're shrichi every day, so I would think that the there's no reason to be magdim the tomit to the dorim and the dovis. So that's why we need our posik ha'oila. So Taisva says no, that is not the teretz. Why not? Teretz of gishmak and teretz. The Gemara in Menachos brings a pasuk, the ha'oila litmidim koidmi le musafim. The Gemara bring Maisi Likrod the Ha'ilo. The Gemara Natchelis brings the Pasuk of Ha'ilo. L'tmidim koidim l'misof. But from Ha'ilo I know that t'midim ha'koidim l'misof. The Kamal. The Gemara says, Eichi domi hodis nana t'midim eina ma'akim ha'musofim. It says in the Mishnah that the t'midim are not ma'akim ha'musofim. Ilay mede islay. So you can learn two pshatim in the Mishnah. You can learn one pshat in the Mishnah that he has only one kolbim. So which one, let's say only has a musaf. Could he bring a musaf? That's one way you can learn. You could learn that speaking about that he has a tamid and a musaf. And then it's not ma'akiv, you can be ma'akiv one before the other. So the Gemara says, hey chidomi, hodis not to meet him, ain't a ma'akiv man is of him, ilayim at the islay, he has a tamid and a musaf, ulekadim. And the posse, and the Mishnah is telling us, it doesn't matter, you can be ma'akiv the musaf first, you can ma'akiv the tamid first. The Gemara says, you can't say that's pshat, the Mishnah, v'hasanya ha'oyla, oyla rishayna. So the Gemara brings the pasuk of Ha'oila and Musafim. And Musafim, you don't need the pasuk of Ha'oila. You could have brought the pasuk of Milbad Oila Saboika. That's Taisvis Kasha. See, it's also very schwer. What's Taisvis Kasha? The Gemara could have brought the pasuk of Milbad Oila Saboika, but the Gemara, this pasuk is also good. This pasuk tells us everything. That an Oila is always first, even though it's not, the second thing is also Tadil. So in the pasuk of Milvad Oila Saboika is only telling us that the Oila is before an Einay Tadil. But this pasuk is good for Sai Masaf and Sai for the Dorm and the Dovis. So what is Pshat and Taisvis Kashe? So the Siach Yitzhak says, Taisvis asks the Kashe, but if you have a Mishnah and you have a Baraisa, and the Mishnah is sufficient to tell me that a Tomid is before a Musaf, so bring the Mishnah. Why is it bring a Baraisa? That was Shad. Means if my teretz is a teretz, that the Mishnah is telling us that an oil is before a musaf, a tod is before an ein tod. The Barais is telling us that a tomid is before another tod. So why do you have to bring on what the Gemara is speaking about, which is speaking about a tomid and a musaf? Why do you have to bring a Barais and bring a Mishnah? That is the teretz. Boit kosher tvei. Another kosher. The Besoif Perik HaGoizel Kame, Dorash, the Gemara Darshans as follows. It says in the Pasuk, let us see the whole Pasuk. It says in Parshas Nosoi as follows. Ha'osham Hamushaf, Lashem Lakoyen, Milvad El HaKippurim. So the Pshat and Pasuk is as follows. This is speaking about Gezel Ager, and a person stole from a Ger, there was a Kvire and a Shvue, and now he's doing Tshuva. So he has to return the Keren V'chaymish. So it says as follows, Ha'osham Ha'mushaf, the Keren and Chaymish, which will be returned, Lashem, so the Ger isn't here, the Ger died, so it goes to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Lakoyen. The Rabbeinu Shloilam said that the money goes to the Koyen Ba'isai Mishmo. Period. So first the Pasuk says the money you give to the Koyen. Milvad El HaKippurim. Besides is a Kolben Osham also. That's El HaKippurim. That says the Pasuk is telling us you have to return the Keren B'chaymish that you give to the Koyen. Besides El HaKippurim, besides the Kol. So you have to return the money and bring an Osham. So the Gemara in HaGoizel Eitzim says as follows. Which has to be done first? So the Gemara darshins that first you give the money, and then you bring the Kol. And that's Pashta Dikro. First it says HaOsham HaMushav LaShem LaKoyim. Then it says, Milvad, besides El HaKippurim, and the Gemara Darshan's Milvad means that first you do Ha'osham HaMushav, and then you bring the Kol. Milvad El HaKippurim. Michlal, the Kesef Bereshe. So, the Kesef is first. And Milvad means afterwards. Uporech, so the Gemara asks, if that's how you learn Pshat and Chumash, Elo Miyato, milvad oilas haboiker. Now, these psukim are speaking about the musafim. It's speaking about you bring the musaf, milvad oilas haboiker, besides the tumid. So if you taich chumash, that milvad ela kipura means, first, since the kesef, amushav is mentioned first, so the seder is first the keren v'chaymish, then the osham, so dashin also the same thing. First you bring the musaf, and then you bring the tumid. Ela miyat, if that's how you taich chumash, milvad oilas haboike, before it speaks about the musafim, michlal du musafim bereishe. Fine. Vasanya, Sir Moshe says, it's not true. Ha'oila. The Gemara brings again Abaraisa. Now this is a pellet. And this pasuk alone, milvad oilas haboike shel oilas haTomid, the Gemara darshens, the Mishnah darshens and kol haTodir, that you bring the Tomid before the Musaf, and the Mishnah is speaking about this pasuk. And the Mishnah darshens fakelt, and from this pasuk we see we're magdim the tumid to the musaf. So if the Gemara wants to prove that you are translating milvad incorrectly, so why do you have to bring a raya from the baraisa of ha'oila? Bring the Mishnah that darshens this pasuk. That's what Tosis asks va'it koshet fei. The first kasha was why didn't you bring a Mishnah instead of a baraisa? This kasha is with speaking how to darshan this posik, and you disprove the drosha from a different posik with a baraisa. Disprove the drosha from a mishnah that says klo faker from this drosha on this posik. Havalele mifrach mimas nisin de cholatodir. The other rabbi, milvad gufe, from this milvad that you want to translate, means that the tumid comes later, dashin in ifra, we dashin faker, that the milvad means that you first bring the tumid. So that are Taisvis kashas. So memele, so nochamol, Taisvis had a problem. The Mishnah in cholatodir says, the Mishnah darshens that the Tomid is before other Kobonis because it says Movad Eilus Habayka Shel Eilus HaTomid, you're Magdim the Eilus Habayka to all other Kobonis. Agimari darshens in a Baraisa Ho'oilo Eilo Rishoina, that the Tomid is first. So we have two Psukim which are telling us the same Halacha. So Taisvis first wanted to say that the pasuk of Milvad is telling us if the second korban is an Einay Todir, the second korban is a Musaf, so then you magdim the Tomid to the Musaf. And our pasuk is telling us that even the second korban is as Todir as the first, let's say in the Dorim and the Dovis, you still magdim the Tomid. So Bateis shlugged it up from different Gemaras. So now Taisus wants to try to say a second teretz. The lek olamei manami ditzrich milvad litzibo shein lem tmidim umusofim. Taisus, maybe I'm learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol atodir mechaveire koidim eschaveire. Maybe it does not mean that which one you should be makre first. Which one you should be makre first? That's our posik. Ka'oi lo'i lo'i shayna. Now the Mishnah there is speaking about that if you only have one behemoth, what should you make it? Should you make it for a tomid? Should you make it for a musaf? So the Mishnah says, "Kol atodir mechaveire koidem eschaveire." This is a chiyuv tadire. So memeil, if you have for one behemoth, make the tomid. Lekel meimanamid itzlich milvad letzibu shein lem tmidim umasof nukdayechad meyem. They only have for one. And that's what the Mishnah says, kol atodir mechaveire koidem eschaveire. You should go and invest in a tomid, not in a musaf. And the Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking about the seder akrove, nor the seder knias, the seder kedime, which one, if you only have money for one, which one you should you purchase. Thomas Nisan de kol atodir le'ayri kula elabil lekadim. The Mishnah is speaking about the Seder HaKrove, which one you makri first? Dumye, the Dam Chatas, Koidum Lo Dam Oilo, the Tony Hosambado, this is the Tomidus before the Musaf, the Dam Chatas is before the Dam Oila. So you see, the whole Mishnah is speaking about Seder. No, so we're back again to the Kasha. So the Seder, why do you need a Pasuk of Milvad? I have a Pasuk of Oila. The Lekala Meimanami Chadla Mitzvah Vachadla Ake. Maybe you'll say, oh, Adarab, two Psukim are telling us the same din. That you makriv the Tomit first. Why do you need two Psukim? Shona Olam Laake. That one Pasuk tells us there's a mitzvah to be magdim the Tomit, and the second Pasuk, that's repetitious, is telling us that it's makriv. If you weren't makriv the Tomit, you can be makriv another Kolb. So Taisa says it's also not true. The ikuve leke kidyama bepeire katchelos. So now we're back with the kasha. Why do we need two psukim, ha'oilo and milvad, to tell us one aloche that the tamid is the first thing that you are makriv on the mizbeach before any other kol? So Taisvis answers, v'yesh loima, that there are two diyunim, there are two shailas. There's one shaila, which kolbin do you shecht first? That's one shaila. And there's one shaila, which kolbin are you maktir first? They're two different diyunim. There's shchiten zrikes hakolbonis, then there's haktoris hakolbonis, and they're two different diyunim. So Taisva says, v'yeshloime de ha'oila oila rishoina lak dome da haktore. The Pasuk of Oila Rishoina is speaking about which kolbin are you maktir on the mizbeach first. Dikro b'haktor ayri. This pasuk is speaking v'orach oleh ha'oilo, v'ikter oleh chal v'yashlami. So we're speaking about that what we put on the atzei ha'merochet to be burnt. So this pasuk is speaking about the haktoras ha'kolb. So the pasuk says, which kolbin do you have to be maktir first on the mizbeach? The oilo, the kro b'haktor ayri. Ukro dur milvat. Milvad oilas aboiker, asher la oilas atomit tasu es eile, besides the tomit do these misofim. So Taisa says, ukrodul milvad lak domash shchite. They're speaking about which kolben do you shecht first. She tasu es eilu basiyas adomairi. This is speaking about the zrike. So they're two different shailas, they're two different diunim. Which kolben is geshochten first? Which kolben is nikta first? And one is no shaychas with the other. Could very well be possible you shech the tomid first and you mak the other kolbonis before you mak the tomid. These are two different avoides. And an akdima on one avoide does not necessarily spell out akdima on a second avoide. So therefore you need two distinct psukim to tell us. Saiba avoides hazrike. Sai by avoides haktore, the oilos hatomid is first. That's the Isvus Teres. Vahashtiniche, now we'll go back to the kashas we had asked. The maisi bepeire katcheles meho oilom. The Gemara wanted to say that what is pshat to me, the mkaidlum lesofim. The Gemara wanted to say, what's shalat me the main mark for nesamusof? And what does it mean? Does it mean to say that you have a tomid and a musif, and you could be makriv each one you want? That's not true. It says ha'oil oil rishay. So why did the Gemara bring that pasuk? So Taisu says, v'hashtanicha the ma'ase perikat chelus meya oil lashminin b'haktore. That a filo by, you can't say that to me the meme akvenes amisofen means that you can do whatever you want. A filo by aktori you can't do whatever you want. The Mishnah says by zriki you can't do whatever you want. You have to be magdim the tomid. And the Gemara says, you know what? A filo by aktori you can't do whatever you want. The loisnan bepeirik kolatoder, the tomid koide. Yeah. Now, I think the let's skip over a little of the Taisvus Miyash of the other Gemaras, and let us go towards the end of the Taisvus.
Aval kosher. Aval kosher dayim. Kivin dechsiv, it's around the four lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. Aval kosher dayim. Now let's go a little bit before. This is a hemshech of this kasha. This is a new kasha. Miutema. The miutema is with the last line of the thinner lines before it gets it spread out all the way. Miutema. Lama likra de ha'oila de milvad. Tosfos asks, fine, I have two psukim. Ha'oila's telling us that the haktore is first. That we first makta the oila. Milvad is telling us that the shchita is first. Lashmin in the tmidim. Koid milam asofim, it's koidim b'shchit, it's koidim b'zrik, it's koidim b'aktore. Teipik lei, so Tosfos says, the b'tmidim ksiv b'boiker. The Pasuk tells us this man of the korban. By the korban, Tomid says, es akeves echot ha'aseh b'boiker. So we know this man of the Tomid is boiker. Ube mesofim ksiv b'yoyim. Mesofim, it says, b'doyim, b'yoyim, ha'shabes, So the Musaf, you are makriv bayoim. The yugdam dovor shenema boi baboike, the dovor shenema boi bayoim. So Memela Tosfos asks, amoira di kekashe. The whole dion, which you do first, is pshat is, if I have two to do bebasachas, I don't know which one to do, so you have to do there's a posik, todir, whatever it is, you magdam the tomit. But if the different zmanim of akrova, this here the pasuk says specifically, this you have to be makriv baboike, this you have to be makriv bayoyim. Bayoyim means a later zman. So vashteitzach, you magdem the tomit to the musaf on lomdis. It's a different zman akrova. Vemrine nami, the gemara says musafim b'sheish, was einay boike. It's a different zman. That's the zman akrova of the musaf b'sheish. The Yeshloima, so Tosfos says, the Ilav Kra de Ha'oila. So Tosfos says, we don't need the Ha'oila, you don't need Milvad, I'll figure it out by myself. So Tosfos says, the Ilav Kra de Ha'oila, Ha'oila speaking about the Haktore, Ha'yinu Ma'achim Haktores Atomit Ad Acha Haktores Amusa. I would say that you make the Haktore of the Musav before the haktore of the tomit. Kedamash me ba'goizel kamen, bedersiv milvad. Milvad means afterwards. That's what I would say. So I would say, it says, you should bring the musaf. Milvad, afterwards, milvad oilos atomit. Afterwards, you should bring the tomit. V'tase ba'boike. I haki say, afterwards, you bring the tomit. It says, tase ba'boike. Ava makmina lay la'voidus dav. So Tosfos says, I have a posik which is mashme, milvat is mashme, that the tomid is after the musaf. I have a posik that the tomid is baboik and the musaf is bayoim. So I would make a happy pshore. I would say the tomid is after the musaf. That means the aktores atomid is after the musaf. That would it says tasa baboike, that means the shchitas atomid. The shchitas atomid is before the musaf. The aktores atomid is after the musaf. That's what I would say. So that's what the Gemara says. No, there's a posik ha'oila. Ha'oila comes to tell us that in aktore also the tomid is before the musaf. Any other call? Aval kosha dai. Kiven dechsiv ha'oila la'apuke me'ahu svore. So now it says ha'oila to tell me that the haktore of the tomid is before the haktore of the musaf. Is lama likra de milvad? So why do you need milvad lashmein on the tomid kaidemes lamusaf in bavoides dam? So why do you need the pasuk milvad to tell us in shchite the tomid is also before? That I can figure out. I put lema to receive baboiker betomid. It says baboike betomit uvim esofim bayoyim. So now I know from so there's one pasuk that says, tells us that the tomit is in the morning and the musaf is later in the day.
So Memele, and by Aktore, I know that Aktore is first. Akoche, this is going on the Shrite. On the Shrike, that every, that's a different man. So why do you need Movad? The nearly the Itzach Movad le Migmer ba'alme, the Becholmo came Todor, Vishainai Todor, Todor Kait. The Posek Einachanami. For the Tomid and Musav themselves, I could figure this out, because here it says Boiker, and here it says Yoin. The my time because of Hashem Oilos Atomic. Why did the yeah? The time of Kiyot Kol Milsa. My time Omiloch Milvad Oilos Aboyke Sheitigdoim. The Fishehi Oilos Atomic. The Chol Dovo Shu Tode Kaidum Dovo Shaine Tode. So Taisha says the Pasuk you don't need Legufe for the Tomid and the Musav Bemis, and I have a different Mekayot Boiker and Yoim. But this pasuk was written to tell us by all inyonim we're magdim the todor shudaine todor. By mashepe kolatodor the goma mahoche bechol dukta diktoni kolatodor mechaveri koydem shenema molvad. We learn out from this pasuk. So the pasuk b'emison you don't need legufe. The pasuk you need for to tell us that todor is koydem. Thus a shtickle unclear, the Lashon of Tosfos says the my time cause of Hashem, the my time Omri Loch Movad Oilos Aboyke Shitigdoim. Why is the Oilos Aboyke first? Lafishi Oilos Atomid. I mean, by the Tomid and the Musav, that's not the reason. I mean, what if a person only has a Musav? He won't bring it in the morning because it says Yoim. I mean, the Lashon of Tosfos would seem that alone is the reason for the Tomid and the Musav also. The Tomid and the Musav have a different reason, a different legitimate reason. I feel that the Tomid wouldn't be taught, it would also be first, because it's Boikah and this is Yoim. Tosfos says you need the Pasuk for other things. That's good, but from the Lashon of Tosfos, why is Tosfos, this Pasuk is coming to tell us that this is the reason of the Tomid and the Musav also. L'chayre, that is not true. The Tomid and the Musav, you mag them, the Tomid, Stamazai, because the Tomid, this man of the Tomid is Boiker, and this man of the Musav is Yoim. Let us get back to the Gemara. Umincha, the second line of the Gemara. Umincha lachavitin. We learned in Abaye Mesada that after the you first makter the Evori Atomid, then you're makter the minche of the Tomid, and then you're makter the chavitim, the chavite kain godel, which was the kain godel's minche. How do you know that the chavitim is not before the minche? So the Gemara says, because it says, oila u mincha. There's a different pasuk. So from oila mincha we learn, if you have an oila and a minche, there should not be anything that's mavdil the oila from the minche. Oila u'mincha. Let us see Rashi. Oila u'mincha. The pasuk says, "Lahakriv isha l'Hashem, oila u'mincha zeva nesachim v'ayim v'yomei." Oila u'mincha limdach shetei minchas ha oila achar oila miyad. Oila u'mincha. Right after the oila comes, it's mincha. V'lo yafsiku chavitin bein oila l'minchas atomit. So that's how we know that the mincha is before the chavitim. The mincha miyuchet for the kolben comes right after the kolben. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vachavitim l'nesochim. The chavite kain godol come before the nesochim. Why? How do we know this? Shum mincha. Because the chavitim also is a shem mincha. Let us see what Rashi says. Shum mincha. Hoyel v'chavitim af hein mincha. It's not the mincha of the Tomid, but it's the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings when they makrib the Tomid. V'skiko makosuv im ha-Tomid. D'chsiv bo, the Rishash fixes up this pasuk. It's d'chsiv bo asiris ha-eifo soiles mincha Tomid. Asiris ha-eifo soiles mincha Tomid. So the pasuk calls it a mincha tomid. Afita is smucha la tomid. Acha minchas nesachim kedersiv oila u mincha. This also falls into the category of Oila Umincha, that after the Oila comes all the Minochis which are associated with the Oila. So first it comes the Mincha Sa'ila, and then it comes the another, this is also a Mincha, which is associated with the Sa'ila, so this will come before the Nesachim. Unisachim l'musafim. How do we know the nisachim of the Tamid comes before the Musif? So what means the Pasuk? Zevach unisachim. It says Zevach unisachim, that after the Zevach it should come right away to nisachim. Don't bring another kolb. Zevach unisachim l'madnu shlo yatsi kol bin achel bein Zevach l'nisachim. Unisachim l'vazichim. Now, we're speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos, we are makriv, the musaf shel Shabbos. Shabbos, we are maktir, the bazichi levoina of the lechem aponim. So, which one comes first? First, the musaf comes, and then the bazichin comes. So, before we go further to learn a makir, ba'asanye bazichin koidma lemisof. We learned that Bereise that you makter the bezichin before the musaf. So the Gemara says tanoi. It's a machlokes tanoi. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Zevach unesachim, but madnish layavse kol banache bein zevach lenesachim. Tanoi, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, pligi ba bepsachim beperek tamid nishchat. Period. Now we didn't bring any droshes to Baal. We know now that there's a machlokes tanoi. If the Musaf is before the Bozichin, that's what Abaye said, or the Bozichin are before the Musaf. Omar Abaye, Mistavra Kemanda Omar Musafim Koidme LeBozichin. That's what Abaye said over his Baraise, that the Musafim are before the Bozichin. Why? Lav mi Amrit, Baboiker, Baboiker Lahagdim. When we were speaking about the Seder of different Avoides, so we said, let's say the Ktoires is, it says Baboike, Baboike. The Talmud says Baboike. So Baboike, Baboike means that's before Boike. Esochi Nami, when the Pasuk says Bayoim, Bayoim, La'acha, Bayoim means later in the day. And it says Bayoim, Bayoim, so means more later in the day. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says Bayoim. So here Rashi, the Rashash is also Magir Rashi. It says, "Bayoyim Hashabbos, Bayoyim Hashabbos Yalchenu." That's what it says by the Bozichin. It says that you should be makter the Bozichin, but it says twice, "Bayoyim Hashabbos, Bayoyim Hashabbos." The Loshin Bayoyim Hashme Ba'ir Otzum Ayoyim, V'loy Be'bokroy. So Memelin, it says, "Bayoyim Bayoyim." So it means much later. So the Musaf, it says, "Bayoyim Hashabbos." The Bozichin says Biyoyim Biyoyim Samemele. So from there, here we see that the Bozichim are after the Musaf. So Abaye brought a raya to this Tanit that the Bozichim are after the Musaf. Frek de Gemore, my time demand the Omar Bozichin Koidmel Musafim. What's the svar of the Tanit that holds Bozichin Koidmel Musafim? And for the Gemara, Gomar Chuka Chuka Mechavitim. Now we'll see, just let's say the Gemara. It says Chuka by the Bozichim. It says Chuka by the Chavitim. Now, the Chavitim we learned to Zichah before the Masafim. The Chavitim we learned it says Oilo Minche, Chavitim Ed Vashem Minche, so the Chavitim are right after the mincha sa'ila, you bring the chavitim. So the chavitim are before the misaf. It says chuka by chavitim. It says chuka by the bozichin. So we learn out, just like the chavitim are before the misafim, huadin, the bozichin are before the misaf. This is the svar of the tane that holds that the bozichin are before the misafim. Frag the Gemara, Imei Hosam Gomar. Oh, you're learning out from Chavitim. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that the Chavitim have, the Bezichin have the din of Chavitim. Oh, if that is the case, Ligmere Kula Milsam Hosam. You know, the Chavitim are before the Nesachim also. So let the Bozichim also be before the Nesochim. Why you tam shantu chasanis? You say, no, it's after the Nesochim. But before the Musafim. What's the Mechetaisi? So the Gemara says, La'ochi ahanu bayoim bayoim la'ache. So the Gemara says, really, we have two spiritic adroshes. Chuke tells us that you should be magdim de bozichim. It's like the chavitim, which are mugdim to the Musafim. Bayoim tells us you should be me'ache. So we have over here two conflicting droshes. So we make up shore. We're ma'acheret after the Nesochim, and we're magdimet before the Musafim. That is the svara of that other Tana. Chuka, the chavitim ksiv chok oilam la'ashem kolil toktem. Bazichim ksiv kodesh kadoshim hulay me'ishi Hashem chok oilam. Akulei milsekoi. This is going on everything on the bezichin also. The gamrini mineisha tagdim lemosafin. This should be before the mosafin kechavitim, just like the chavitim are before the mosafin. So the bezichin is also before the mosafin. In fact, the gemara veligmere lekulei milse lagdimem afle nesochim. So the gemara says that we can do. That's a handilei bayoim laachem. Zog the gemara weiter. Teure shel shacha oiso kreivo bein dam li evorim. The teure shel shacha, they were makter between the zrike and the haktoras evorim. That was the teure shel shacha. Now, we had before machlokes the rabbonon and Abishol. The Rabbonon held that the Dam Atomid is before Atovas Chomesh Neiris. Then comes the Ktoiris. Then comes the Atovas Shtei Neiris. So according to the Rabbonon, the Ktoiris is not after the dam. The Ktoiris is after the Tovash Chomesh Neiris. According to Abba Shol, the dam Atomid is after the Tovash Chomesh Neiris, before the Tovash Shtei Neiris. And then comes the Ktoiris. So it comes out that the Ktoiris is either after the Tovash Chomesh Neiris, or it's after the Tova Steiners, but it's not after the Dam. That's for sure. In our Mishnah it says, K'teiresh shel shacha hoisek reivo bein dam leivorim. That means after the Dam, you're makter the K'teiresh, and you're makter the Eivorim. So that, no one holds like that. Money. I Rabbonon, if it's going according to the Rabbonon, it's not bein dam leivorim. It's bein dam l'neiris. That means, according to Rabbonon, first they were makter, they were zerik the dam, then we're talking about the tova shtei neiris, and they put the k'teiris in between, so that's bein dam l'neiris. That right after the k'teiris was the tova shtei neiris, and before the tova chomesh neiris was the dam, so it's bein dam l'neiris. That's according to Rabbonon. He Abishol bein neirois le'evorim. According to Abishol, they were first made the shtei neirois, then they make the k'teiris, and then they made the evorim. So it's either bein dam le'neirois or bein neirois le'evorim. But the k'teiris was never bein dam le'evorim. Mi bo'ilei. So Gemara says lo'ilam rabbonon hi u'besidra le'kamari. That's right. The Loshna Mishnah is not Meduyik. It's a take bein dam l'neiris. Zok Rashi, I Rabbonon dam l'perik kame b'k'teiris mafsik l'tovas neiris bein dam l'neiris meboilei bein avoides dam l'avoides neiris kaidim sheyigmarim. So it's between the dam and the tovas shtei neiris. The dam is before, the tovas shtei neiris is later, and the k'teiris is in the middle. And according to Rabbi Shaul, it's Bein Neiris Leivorim. Masas Leilam Rabbonim, Neich Leiluk Mike Rabbonon, Besidra Leike Mayri Leidok. That means, Bemison, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, some are not Meduyik. Something is Zicher wrong, but he wants to set sign on Mishnah like the Rabbonon, because, better to set sign like a Das Rabbim, so Mameli says our Mishnah is like the Rabbonon, but Taka the Mishnah is not Meduyik. It's not Bein Dam Leivorim, it's Bein Dam Leneiris. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vishal bein ho arbayim, hoisa krevo bein eivorim lenesoche. Our Mishnah differentiates between the ktoirish shel shacha and the ktoirish shel bein arbayim. The ktoirish shel shacha was, he said, bein dam leneiris. And the ktoirish shel bein arbayim was bein eivorim lenesoche. Between the Nevorim and the Sochim. Menoah ha-Nimili. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Kho, Kiminchas Aboike Cheniskoi Tasa. The Minche of the Boike, Kiminchas Aboike, that means the Minche of the Tomit Shalbein Arbayim, should be similar, Kiminchas Aboike Cheniskoi Tasa. It should be the same, like the mincha of the boiker. Now, what does it mean to be the same? Ma minchas haboiker ketoires kaidemes lenesochim. Just like by the minchas haboiker, the ketoires was before the nesochim. Afkan ketoires kaidemes lenesochim. So it's also the ketoires was before the nesochim. Reg de Gemore, ima loholon, so if we are medame, the ktoires shall bein arbayim to the ktoires shall shacha, and we're saying just like the ktoires shall shacha, the ktoires was before the nesochim, so the ktoires shall bein arbayim also be before the nesochim. So let's say, ima loholon ketoires kaidemes leivorim, afkan ketoires kaidemes leivorim. So say, it should be like the Tomit Shel Shachar. So the ketoires should be before the Eivorim also. So the Gemara answers, miksiv ke'eivorei haboike, keminches haboike ksiv, keminches haboike, v'loi ke'eivorei haboike. That means legabi the mincha the nesachim of the mincha the ktoiras is before them. That means the legabi the kdima of ktoiras to the mincha. So that is similar. The tomit shel bein arbayim the tomit shel shachar. But legabi the kdima of the eivorim of the ktoiras to the eivorim. That is not similar. The tomit shel of bein arbayim the tomit shel shachar. And it changes. The Tomit Shel Shachar, the Ketores is before the Yevorim. The Tomit Shel Bein Abayim, the Ketores is after the Yevorim. Let us see what Rashi says. Bein Yevorim le Nesochim, le Minchas Nesochim, after the Yevorim, they were marked to the Ketores. Ke Minchas Aboike, Tehei Minchas Eret. Ma Minchas Aboike, Tehei Meulcheres le Ketores. Just like the Minchas HaBoiker. It's after the Ketores, Shraf Eivorim Urchorim. Even the Eivorim are after the Ketores. So the Eivorim is before the Mincha. So the Mincha Zicher after the Ketores. Av Minchas Erev, Ketores Kedemes, Lord, the Ketores is before the Mincha. As Mo says, just say, if we medame the Minchas of the Bein Abayim to the Shel Shachar, so let us say, just like by Shachar, the Eivorim are after the Ketores who are then by Bein Abayim. So the Moses Miksiv ke Eivori Aboike, can ye Eivori Aorev? Petitik mino, ma'avoi Aboike mulchorim le Ketores, apavori Aerev mulchorim lo, ke minchas Aboike, tay minchas Aerev, poloike Eivori Aboike, Eivori Aorev.